And 6:06, it is partly clear, 47 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 60. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning on State Capitol Watch, where Oklahoma lawmakers are reviewing how state workers are paid. Representative Leslie Osborne told an interim committee yesterday that it's time for a total revamp of the compensation system.
We have a system of how we compensate our state employees that's basically been tweaked and changed and band-aided and worked on since statehood, but it's sometimes time to just throw away the system and start over.
She would like to see the state adopt a performance-based pay model. The report shows state workers enjoy great benefits, but the salaries are 20% below market value. The Owosso City Council clears the way for a $500,000 incentive designed to lure a yet unknown company into the community. The Owosso City Council says it could mean up to 1,000 new jobs for the Owosso area. Tulsa police make an arrest in connection with an apartment fire. Matt Trotter reports that blaze killed two children earlier this week.
23-year-old Myesha Moses faces charges of child neglect. She's the aunt of the two young girls who died in Monday's fire. The fire department quickly determined it was an accidental cooking fire. TPD spokesman Leland Ashley says their side of the investigation was a bit more complicated.
What occurs a lot of times is the first person you speak to sometime will not give you all the information that you need, and maybe you have to do subsequently additional interviews.
Police say Moses left the girls alone in the apartment for an unknown length of time. Three other people were hurt in the fire. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The son of Oklahoma U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe reported his small plane was experiencing engine trouble shortly before he died in a crash earlier this month near Owosso. That is according to a preliminary report released by the National Transportation Safety Board. Park illegally in a handicapped space, and you may soon be more likely to get a ticket in Tulsa. Tulsa Human Rights Director Mike Smith says the Volunteer Access Parking Program is being reworked.
We're in the process of revising the program and working with the Tulsa Police Department in doing this, so we're going to be able to make some headway in addressing this problem.
Smith wants to train volunteers to write the citations rather than having to notify police. Cherokee Nation representatives say a banner displayed at an Alabama high school football game that recalled the Trail of Tears shows the need to continue educating students nationwide about the Indian Removal Era. School officials have apologized for the banner shown during a Friday night football game that said the team's opponent should get ready to leave in a trail of tears. A study by the American Civil Liberties Union identifies 49 Oklahoma prisoners serving life sentences without parole for nonviolent drug issues. Oklahoma is one of 19 states that allow such sentences under the habitual offender laws. It costs the state nearly $20,000 a year to keep someone in prison. The ACLU Oklahoma legal director, Brady Henderson, says that benefits a powerful lobby.
We have a very powerful private prison industry in Oklahoma, and for them, the more people that are incarcerated, the more money they make. And so it's in their interest to see the state spend more and more money on incarceration and have more and more people behind bars.
The Department of Corrections would not comment on the story, and the parole board could not be reached for comment. Our weather forecast, a slight chance of more rain today, a high of 60. Tonight, rain probable, 52 for an overnight low, and tomorrow, more rain in 62. Right now, it is partly cloudy in 47. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.